Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scripture verse by verse. This is sponsored by my new book that came out, a devotional 90 days called Outrageous Grace Every Day, and it will take you through the book of Romans. And so if you're looking for a new devotional or you're looking for an amazing gift for someone at Christmas, the cover is outstanding. So if you can find it on Amazon, you'll see it's just really beautiful. Excited about that. So that is why we're reading through the book of Romans right now. And we're starting in Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 in the easy to read version of the Bible. And it says this: "So do you think that you can judge those other people? You are wrong. You too are guilty of sin. You judge them, but you do the same things they do. So when you judge them, you are really condemning yourself. God judges all who do such things, and we know his judgment is right. And since you do the same things as those people you judge, surely you understand that God will punish you too. How could you think you would be able to escape his judgment? God has been kind to you. He has been very patient, waiting for you to change. But you think nothing of his kindness. Maybe you don't understand that God is kind to you so that you will decide to change your lives. But you are so stubborn, you refuse to change, so you're making your own punishment greater and greater. You will be punished on the day when God will show his anger. On that day, everyone will see how right God is to judge people. He will reward or punish everyone for what they have done. Some people live for God's glory, for honor, and for life that cannot be destroyed. They live for those things by always continuing to do good. God will give eternal life to them. But others are selfish and refuse to follow the truth. They follow evil. God will show his anger and punish them. He will give trouble and suffering to everyone who does evil, to the Jews first and also to those who are not Jews. But he will give glory, honor, and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jews first and also to those who are not Jews. God judges everyone the same. It doesn't matter who they are. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I've been reading through the whole Bible rapidly again, I'm seeing these themes of your righteousness and your holiness. And as I'm in Judges right now and seeing the cycle of the judges and seeing all of this repentance and then getting a new judge and then vowing to do okay, and then that judge dies and then they stop doing okay and they start sinning again and then they repent, and it just goes around and around and around. This is the cycle that we have without you. When we are far from you or when we have never met you, we are stuck in a cycle of sin. And so, Lord, I pray for deliverance for the person listening today who has this sin that is crouching at the door, that is constantly taking away their peace and causing deep amounts of turmoil in their lives. I pray for deliverance today. I pray that you would give them the same attitude you have toward that sin, and that is a deep uncomfortableness and a righteousness against it. That we would see sin the way you see it, as improper ways to live and as a way to harm you, because it also harms us when we're living in that nature, and sin nature, and being controlled by it. So Lord, change our minds about what sin is and help us to understand what it means to have a holy, righteous judge as a God. And that is so hard, Lord. We love to talk about grace. We love to talk about love. But you are a God of justice. Justice and righteousness are the foundations of your throne. And so we understand deeply that we cannot do this on our own. We cannot be righteous. We cannot be worthy on our own. We need your Holy Spirit. We need that transformed life. We need a new heart. We need you to replace the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. All those things are things we need. And so we bow again today before you. We repent. We say we're sorry. We forsake and turn away from the sin that so easily entangled us, and we run with endurance the race that is set before us. We choose not to lose heart, and we trust you to redeem the broken years, to redeem those places where we were enslaved by sin, and to give us a new nature that longs to follow, obey, and worship you. I pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. We're going to celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Pray Every Day on February 1st. And so I would love you to be a part of that show. And so how you can do that is go to marydemuth.com. And there's a little microphone on the right-hand upper side of the website. Click it and you can record, I think, up to 2 minutes of a message about how this podcast has been hopefully a blessing to you. So go ahead and do that. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. I hope you're having an amazing December 5th as you march toward Christmas. And please know this, you are loved.